Did you guys see this? House Republicans just introduced a bill to rename Washington, D.C.'s Dulles International Airport after former President Trump. Yeah. Trump Airport. Yeah. Trump Airport. Don't be surprised when every store becomes a Hudson fake news.
A Hudson fake news. I got. How about they have those CNBC stores? They could have fake NBC news. That'd be. And if you want to, they could name something. They could name the port we're building for Hamas, the Biden International Seaport. And they can build a Francis Scott Key bridge over it. Because whatever Biden does, it's a disaster in the making. Disaster, I tell you. Maybe they, you know, the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, they could name that the Joe Biden Bridge when they rebuild it. He's an old racist. We could hit the refresh button on that. Well, 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 happy, happy Wednesday. And, you know, it's hump day in the Clinton household, as every school child can tell you. And that means Hillary has to be out of the house. She's got to be out of the house early. And it's always a little tough because Secret Service has to come into the kitchen, whichever mansion they're staying in, and use a giant spatula to scrape her face off of the linoleum floor, which is always she's face down every Wednesday in a pool of her own dried vomit. It's a terrible thing, snoring away, still with her phone in her hand, deleting emails with one thumb. She's unconscious, and she can still delete one email, just deleting, delete, delete. Delete. Hillary Clinton still deleting emails, having flashbacks. Oh, what might have been. And of course, Bill Clinton waiting for the Energizer Bunny or whoever's coming in. And it's a terrible thing. Worried about the zipper in his chest. Very sad. Hillary Clinton, pool of her own dried vomit. Empty 1 gallon cardboard box of cheap New Zealand Chardonnay next to her. Very sad. The Secret Service standing over. Hey, get the big spatula. We got to scrape Hillary's face off of the linoleum floor of their multi-million-dollar mansion in whichever location they're hovering. Democrats, they're of the people, aren't they? They're of the people. The little people. The little people. Like Barack Obama. Which multi-million-dollar houses? Is he in his Martha's Vineyard multi? What is that, a $14 million house that he's got there? And what is it? Just don't go paddleboarding up there because it's very, very dangerous. Very dangerous indeed. And they have their multi-million dollar home off of Embassy Row in Washington, D.C., the Obamas do. It's in the shadow of the main mosque in Washington. You remember Barack Obama said the call to prayer is the most beautiful sound he's ever heard. He's not really Western-oriented. He's not on the side of Western civilization and therefore not on the side of the United States of America. They're not on our side. Hence the open borders and the gang activity and the madness, the craziness. That also means it's mailbag day. Mailbag day here in the completely unrelated news. It's also mailbag day because it's Wednesday here in the on the Chris Plant Show. And I have with me right here, I have the Michael Piercy printed up 2 pages of mailbag questions for today because it's Wednesday. Hump day for some, mailbag day for others. And speaking of illegal alien gang members murdering and raping and plundering, by way of the Democrats' plan for the United States of America. Quite remarkable stuff. Yes, sir. President Trump was campaigning yesterday, campaigning in Michigan. And you may be familiar with the name Laken Riley because Laken Riley was a 22-year-old nursing student. She was minding her own business, taking a little jog, staying in shape at her university campus in Georgia when she was murdered by an illegal alien who smashed her head in until she was unrecognizable. And Democrats say, hey, you got to break a few eggs to win elections, you know. Democrats don't care about human life because they're not liberals. They're the left. And don't forget to send a check to Planned Parenthood because they have an ongoing extermination of 40% of the black population every year in the womb because they're the party of the Confederate States of America and Jim Crow. But pay no attention to the Democrat Party's history or to their present. Because if you paid attention to their history or their present, nobody would vote for them. You wouldn't vote for them. Nobody would vote for them. But it turns out there is another young woman in Michigan, 25 years old, who was murdered by an illegal alien there, who shot her so many times He shot her and shot her and shoved her out of her car and shot her and shot her. Then the illegal alien got out of the car, walked around the car, and while she laid on the ground bleeding, he shot her again and again to make sure she was dead, then got back in the car and drove away. He is what the Democrats call a voter, a future Democrat voter, or a present Democrat voter. The Democrat Party is not on the side of the United States of America. They're on the side of crime. They're on the side of foreign gangs, criminal gangs. They're on the side of Venezuelan street gangs. They're on the side of mobs of Democrats that beat police, of illegal alien gang members that beat, I called them Democrats. That's because that's why Democrats look at them, that beat police officers in New York City. They're on the side of the violent mob of illegal alien gang members that attack the police. And they're anti-police. They're against the police. That's the Democrat Party. They're not on our side. They're a terrible political party, at least for us. You know, they're great for Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. They're great for the Mexican drug cartels, for the human traffickers. I told you the story yesterday. How many Chinese illegal aliens, washed up on shore trying to sneak into the United States of America? They were in Mexico. They washed up on a beach in Mexico, which, means it's not news in the United States because our news media doesn't cover the news. They cover it up. Remarkable stuff. Speaking of Chinese illegal aliens, by the tens of thousands coming into the United States and 8 dead bodies, 7 of them were women washing up on shore. Democrats don't care. You got to break a few eggs. Sometimes those eggs are Chinese eggs, and they don't mind too much. Joe Biden got on the horn. That means the phone with Xi Jinping, a ricochet rabbit, yesterday, and they had a nice long talk. And apparently went real well because, you know, the Chinese paid lots of money to the Biden family. They put cash into the Biden family coffers. And the Biden family puts Americans into Biden family coffins. Do you think they invest in coffins? It would be prudent of them to do so, I think. So Joe Biden on the horn with Xi Jinping. And they had a real nice talk, according to Cobble Kirby, who smiled and said, oh, isn't this great? This is great. Never mind the 100,000 fatal drug overdoses in the United States every year. Largely, I think about 70% as a result of fentanyl, which originates in communist China. But pay no attention to that. Also, China is in there nipping at Taiwan's heels. There are 30 Chinese communist military aircraft flying in and brushing up against Taiwan, Democratic Taiwan, because they don't like Democratic Taiwan. And they'll kill a bunch of them if they have to make sure it's not democratic for long. And 30 Chinese military aircraft with communists at the stick and 9 communist Chinese naval vessels. The 9 Chinese communist naval vessels sailing in and menacing and threatening Taiwan, 30 Chinese military aircraft flying in and threatening and menacing Taiwan. And that's okay. And then there was a big earthquake in Taiwan last night as well, with people killed and buildings collapsed and thousands injured. It's a terrible, terrible earthquake. I'm not saying the communists did it, but, you know, they're happy about it. Let's just say they're happy about it. So we've got that. Also, repercussions, second, third day repercussions from the Biden administration's transgender Easter. They think Jesus is wearing a ball gown. They don't know anything about anything. Remarkable stuff. And a bit of an uproar. But most of the uproar is coming from the radical left, which is anti-Jesus, anti-Christian, anti-Western civilization, anti-Judeo-Christian ethics and values. They genuinely are. They're the left. They're not liberals. They're the left. But a bit of uproar. And they even put out Rachel Levine, who is a man that dresses like a lady admiral and is in the health service in the United States. So they got all kinds of people. You know, that Rachel Levine now identifying as a lady, used to play high school football with the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Thoroughly Modern Millie. Thoroughly Modern Millie and the man who dresses like a lady admiral, Rachel Levine, they used to play high school football together. But Rachel Levine identifies as a lady now. It's amazing. I have these friends. went out with my friend Pat. My friend Pat has a biological dog. He's got a at home, his family, they have a biological dog. And what does that mean? Well, it means it's a dog. That's what it means. What do you mean, what does that mean? It's a biological dog. Their next-door neighbors have a biological cat. You've got a biological cat? What makes it a biological cat? Well, it's a cat. Sure. What makes us a biological dog? Well, it's a dog. For a look at it. Arf, arf. It's barking and stuff. It's a biological dog. And what makes Rachel Levine a biological man? Well, it's a biological man because he's a man. See how that works? Just like your biological dog is a dog. Not saying, you know, Rachel Levine is a dog or a cat. God knows. But, yeah, you're a biological giraffe. That's because you're a giraffe, right? Why do we add the word biological? Because the Democrats, the left, that is to say, are dismantling the English language. It's part of their effort to dismantle Western civilization. Speaking of which, Victor Davis Hanson, with an excellent summary of what the left is doing to the United States of America, it still begs the question, why would they do this to the greatest, freest country in the history of the world? But I've got a great summary by the great Victor Davis Hanson, one of the outstanding thinkers of our era, which is why not a single Democrat in the country even knows his name, because that's not their bag, baby. So we got that. But wait till you hear this Victor Davis Hanson summary of what the left is doing to the country. It's genius. It's brilliant. It's wonderful. So we've got that going. The Democrats are, who is our Secretary of State? He's our chief diplomat, Antony Blinken. It's not even Anthony. It's Antony and Blinken. What kind of name is that? That's not a good name. And Blinken, Stinken, and Nod. He's our chief diplomat. Is he bringing peace to the Middle East? No. No, he's attacking our ally, Israel, and supporting our enemy, Hamas, because that's what the left does, and that means the Biden administration. In the United States, they support the enemies of civilization, and they attack the defenders of civilization. It's quite remarkable. It is. But Blinken is also out there telling Ukraine that they should not hit Russian oil facilities that provide fodder to Russia to continue to fund the war and hurts the global energy. But never mind that. They're not on our side. They're really not on our side in everything they do. So Blinken is telling Ukraine, oh, no, I'm wagging my finger at Michael Piercy. Oh, no, you cannot strike Russian oil facilities just because they're striking all the Ukrainian energy facilities to put you in the dark. You can't retaliate in kind because the U.S. wants this war to go on forever. It's the forever war. Just amazing. And these frauds, I was reading a story today. I was marveling. I couldn't believe it. The Russia-Ukraine war, you see, Kiev lowers military draft age to boost soldier numbers because you got to keep this war going on for hundreds of thousands have died there. And no liberals are disrupting mass at St. Patrick's Cathedral demanding a ceasefire in Ukraine. Why is that? Literally hundreds of thousands dead. But they don't care about that. Also on the front page of the Washington Post today, because they're very upset about this, the lead story today, the lead story in the Washington Post, A-sectional, front page, upper right corner, big headline, strike on convoy further slows aid, because they're trying to aid the terrorist army, Hamas. The genocidal anti-Semites of Hamas have the full support of the Biden administration and the Democrat Party. And they have the jihad vote. The Democrats have a big jihad vote these days in Michigan and Minnesota. But strike on convoy, you see, they got this left-wing chef, a famous Trump-hating chef, Jose Andres, big lefty, and he decided to send people into Gaza to make gourmet meals or something, and seven of them were killed of these aid people working for Jose Andres and his World Central Kitchen. Seven of them were killed because they went into a war zone to set up a kitchen to feed terrorists. and seven of them were killed. Everybody seems to have forgotten about Joe Biden's drone strike in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians. Joe Biden went to the beach when that happened and dragged a beach chair around weekend at Biden's. But never mind that. So the left, and that means the news media and the Democrats, very upset that seven people were killed in Gaza because they worked for a big Democrat donor named Jose Andres, who owns restaurants. He wouldn't open a restaurant in the Trump Hotel in Washington because he hates Trump so much. But the world's saying it's a tragic moment. Maybe you shouldn't set up gourmet kitchens in the middle of a war zone, especially on the terrorist side, to feed the terrorists who want to commit genocide against the Jews next door. Just saying. That's scratching the surface. San Francisco has got a plan to fight crime on the subway, and it's the dumbest plan ever. We've got little girls charged with murder of a 64-year-old man beating him to death. I'll tell you that. Turns out their parents are Democrats. Amazing stuff. What about the guy that threatened to kill Chief Justice John Roberts facing justice? And what's the name of the latest woman to be murdered by an illegal alien in the United States that CNN and the Washington Post will dutifully ignore on behalf of their party, the Democrat Party? Hey, it's Chris Plant, excited to tell you about our July 2024 Listener Sea Cruise. We'll be sailing around the British Isles, visiting Scotland and Ireland. Please join us. Visit chrisplantcruise.com.
Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Your doctor might become a jihadi. It's not out of the question. The Democrat Party is everywhere. Its tentacles are everywhere. At the University of California at Los Angeles, we like to abbreviate that as UCLA. UCLA. UCLA Med School. They've got a medical school there. Now they make doctors. Requires students. It's a requirement now to attend a lecture where the speaker demands a prayer for Mama Earth, from Mama Earth, right? And here, it's a medical school, and you're required to attend this speaker, and he demands a prayer for Mama Earth, because not even Mother Earth, but Mama Earth, and then leads the room in chants of Free Palestine. Got a Free Palestine. It's quite remarkable. You're Democrat Party, their tentacles are everywhere. They represent the end of civilization itself, the entering a new dark age. In a mandatory course on structural racism for first-year medical students, UCLA, a guest speaker who has praised Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel led the group in chants of Free, Free Palestine and demanded that they bow down to Mama Earth. Because Democrats are everywhere, and so is mental illness. Ah, yes. The University of California at Los Angeles, which the settlers called L.A. Is that right, the settlers called L.A.? They invited a speaker who is a formerly Houseless, is that it? Houseless?
Yeah.
And incarcerated and houseless. She's a convict and a homeless woman named Lisa Tiny. She goes by Tiny Gray Garcia. That's hyphenated Gray Garcia. And Lisa Tiny Gray Garcia is formerly houseless. I think to me that might mean homeless and incarcerated. That means convicted criminal. And at UCLA, in a mandatory course on structural racism, first-year medical students at the University of California, Los Angeles, required to attend a guest speakers event who has praised Hamas's October 7th massacre of Israelis, and she led the students in a chant of Free, Free Palestine. Now, how any of this makes any sense, nobody knows, but this is what liberalism is. It's a mental illness. I think, who is it used to say? Michael Savage, I think, used to say that, right? But this is clearly a mental illness that we're dealing with, and there's an epidemic of mental illness in the United States, and it's being propagated by one political party, one of our two major political parties. We call it the Democratic Party. As you know, the Democratic Party isn't, just as friendly fire isn't, and common courtesy isn't. But mental illness is, that's for sure. And the students were required to attend first year. Lisa Tiny Gray Garcia referred to the October 7th terrorist attacks as justice. She called it justice. And she began the March 27th event at UCLA by leading the students in what she described as a non-secular prayer to the ancestors, instructing everyone to get on their knees and touch the floor, which she called Mama Earth. I'm thinking it's probably a concrete slab with linoleum over it. Not really Mama Earth, but it might be down there somewhere. And she described it with her fist, clenching her fists and talking about it. And here is what the medical school students, first-year students, are required to attend at UCLA. And when the computer works.
Thank you, Creator, for another day of life. Thank you, Tawanga relatives, for taking care of this small part of Mama Earth, this big part of Mama Earth that the settlers call L.A., Los Angeles.
The settlers called it L.A. This is where the settlers, I don't think the settlers did call it L.A. I think the hipsters called it L.A. I don't think the settlers called arriving in prairie schooners. Welcome to L.A. Look, and they called this Sunset Boulevard. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's true. The prayer also included a benediction to black and brown, you know, people, but not white people, because she's a racist, and to what she called houseless people. Houseless people. You know, I was talking to a liberal the other day who said that homeless people are not the same as houseless people because you could be couch surfing. That's what I was told, couch surfing. Here's Tiny at UCLA Medical School. Required attendance.
So beautifully so that we could still be here. Surviving the violent removal of genocide. So that we think that this is a place called LA with no history, no herstory, no past, no peoples.
No history, no herstory. See, because history is gender biased because it begins with H-I-S, and that's his. So then she says herstory because that's her, but they don't know the difference between his and her. Him and her pronouns are very confusing to them. This is a medical school, required attendance.
And thank you for still being here 500 and 200 Gregorian years later. Standing up, fighting up, speaking up, and shouting out, land back!
Back!
That part. Thank you to all of our relatives who die on these occupied streets every day.
Thank you, all of our relatives who die on these, the streets of L.A. are occupied by the white man. And thank you. She wants to thank all the people that die on the streets every day. Right? She sounds like she's wearing a surgical mask, doesn't she? Maybe she's just got a sock in her mouth or... maybe a piece of a donut or something that someone gave her. This is required attendance. It's a medical school.
Our black and brown and poor people, houseless people from all nations and all generations who died because of the crapulous lie of scarcity, of private property.
The lie of private property.
Of money and ownership of Mama Earth.
The lie of money and ownership of Mother Earth. That's private property. So Mama Earth, she's a communist, a racist, an anti-Semite, an anti-capitalist. She is required you must attend at the medical school, not the law school, the medical school at UCLA.
When Mama Earth was never meant to be bought or sold, pimped or played. Thank you to the animas who are always around us, to the ancestors in this room, to the ancestors of these descendants in this room.
She's talking to ghosts.
Thank you to each and every one of you people who go into this world of medicine because you are walking with your heart and you know that something is wrong.
No, they want to make a living.
And you are walking in love and transformation.
Now, their fathers were doctors. They want to be doctors too.
Thank you to each and every one of you. And finally, thank you to Mama Earth.
Mama Earth. Again.
Who we poison from and extract from and take from every day, but it's still here.
It's a resource. You should go live on a rock. She's good.
Oh, thank you, Rogers. Thank you.
She wants to thank everyone. They get a round of applause. She talked about structural racism and health equity because Democrats, and she referred to medicine as white science. White science. Now, look, she's allowed to be a lunatic in America, but the fact that the UCLA Medical School invites her to speak and then makes it mandatory for first-year students to show up and applaud the condemnations of white science when you're at UCLA Medical School. And who named it L.A.? The colonialists?
The
settlers. The settlers named it L.A. I don't think that's true. Yeah, structural racism. She represents structural racism. As she condemns it, it's the old Russian playbook. Whatever they're doing, whatever they're guilty of, they accuse you of being guilty. It's remarkable stuff. The net effect was that UCLA staff intimidated first-year medical students into participating in a religious service. That's a bit of a stretch. In derogation of their own personal beliefs, UCLA's Jewish Faculty Resilience Group wrote to University Chancellor Gene Block on Sunday. There needs to be an urgent and thorough external review. Yeah, there should be maybe a blue ribbon panel or something. And investigation of the medical school's curriculum and systemic anti-Semitism. Good for them. This is, look, the Democrats have gone fully mainstream with anti-Semitism. They've made it quite fashionable. Yes. That's your Democrat Party. It is a mental illness, and we're hiring people in companies, businesses, individuals are hiring people all over the country that have been indoctrinated into this death cult that is the left. Truly extraordinary stuff.
This big part of Mama Earth that the settlers call L.A.
The settlers. The settlers. I never saw. I've seen a lot of settler stuff. Say, welcome to L.A., you know, and then they opened a disco. Do they open discos?
Santa Monica Boulevard.
The settlers, you mean the Spanish, when they set up the mission system up and down California? Is that because I think you're a racist for calling the Spanish settlers and accusing them of being racists. And when the settlers got there, you know, the future Democrats, the natives were engaging in mass child human sacrifices and capturing enemy tribes and enslaving them and selling them for wampum and things. But never mind that. That's your Democrat Party. Not necessarily at its best, but at its most usual, at its most typical. That's your Democrat Party. They are amazing. All right, let's go to, let's take a phone call, Michael. I have not yet taken a telephone call. Let's go to, and we are, of course, at 888-630-9625. I got President Trump coming up for you, talking about illegal aliens murdering young women across America. And even the murdered young woman has family members that are lashing out at Trump for even bringing it up because the left is a death cult. They're mentally ill. The sister of the murdered 25-year-old is attacking Trump. It's kind of a remarkable thing that the Democrats have done to our country. And remember, it's mailbag day, too. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Rob, calling from Montgomery County, Maryland, where MS-13 runs free. Rob, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Good morning, Chris. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good. Yeah, you know, I remember I went to Wingate Elementary in Bethesda when I was, in first and second grade, and I remember singing I Pledge Allegiance to the Flag, you know, those types of things.
Yeah, yeah.
That has been completely erased from our society. And you know, I think about my father, my mother and father were in the Navy, right? Dad was down in Tinian in the South Pacific where you could fry an egg in the sand. You know, to fighting for our freedom. And I think these people today, not just the crazies that get permission somehow or another to go in the classroom. You were talking about this nut job out in L.A. I think it's called Escape from L.A. now. That'll be next.
Honestly.
Instead of Escape from New York.
Right. Well, you know, they did make an Escape from L.A. too later on. Yeah, Escape from New York, the great Snake Plissken movie. Wonderful. And Escape from, and honestly, it's Escape from New York and New York now too. And it's kind of Escape from Washington, D.C. It's Escape from L.A. because the Democrats are destroying our country.
It's really, it's just shameful. But, you know, I think the disconnect, my sister is about 9 years older than me, 77. And I think that part of this, you know, besides the fact that they're trying to erase the history, our real history, and they've done a pretty good job at that. I think that's why these young people today, they really don't have a clue. Like, I think in the Jesse Waters show, he had someone up in up and down the East Coast at different colleges after Lake and Riley was murdered. Asking students, you know, do you know that name? And nobody knew the name. And it just boggles my mind how uninformed, ill-informed, whatever you want to say. And you've repeated this. And thank God for you, by the way. You know, at least there's some sources out here where we can try to keep our sanity amidst all the chaos. So, and you're talking about chaos. I happen to drive for a local crazy service, let's say a bus service, they'll say. For the county, and I've witnessed just about everything you can imagine here in the People's Republic.
Yeah.
So I don't see it getting better. So hopefully, you know, we can maintain ourselves amidst all the craziness. And again, thank you, Chris.
Well, thank you. Listen, I you know, I wouldn't have it any other way. And you're right. We're in a generational battle. And I was going back and forth this morning in text messages with a friend who's a mother, Marine Corps family, mother of two Marine Corps officers, combat veterans, post September 11th. And you mentioned that your father was in the Navy and he was at Tinian. He was on the island Tinian in the Pacific, which is, as any school child will tell you, where the Enola Gay took off, dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima, August 6th, 1945. And then Boxcar took off the second B-29. From Tinian also and dropped the atomic bomb on Nagasaki, right?
Yes. And that was the end of that. It saved millions of lives, but
that's right.
No one, of course, views it that way. But
Yeah,
he was in the smaller campaigns on Tinian, like that old show with Conrad, that Baba Black Sheep.
You know, sure.
He was a turret gunner in a Lockheed Ventura. It looks like a B-25. It's a smaller,
cool,
faster, medium range bomber. But yeah, it's just so shameful. I mean, we try. I can't even talk to any of my neighbors about any of this. It's
we're really in a generational battle. We are honestly, we've entered something of a dark age. You know, with the fall of the Roman Empire, 476 A.D. as any five-year-old knows, the Dark Age descended across Europe, and it took, you know, the monks and the priests holed up in monasteries and held on to the remnants of civilization until we could emerge centuries later from the Dark Age. And we've entered kind of a modern Dark Age. We've entered a 21st century Dark Age, and it's the left that is here to erase history. Western civilization is under assault from all directions at once, and the Democrat Party is leading the charge. The United States is the key to all of it. If they can take down the United States, then the rest fall like dominoes, like child's play. It's no problem. And the left knows that, and they've targeted us for generations now. They've really got their teeth sunk into us right now. And that's with that. I tell you, Rob, you're a great caller. I'm really glad you called in, and God bless your father. You know, saving civilization from the barbarians in the 20th century, from the totalitarian Japanese, the imperial Japanese, with their emperor who was a god. They murdered 50 million people, And, of course, the Socialist Workers' Party in Europe under Adolf Hitler, that was attempting to enslave the world. The Soviet Union then stepped in at the end of World War II to threaten the world. Then the Chinese communists, and the commies are back for another bite at the apple in the 21st century. Once again, we are the only thing that stands in the way of global totalitarianism. We're in a generational fight to save the planet from another dark age, which is, you know, we got an eclipse coming up next week, and it may be a symbol. Some think that the apocalypse will occur, Armageddon will occur then. I got to tell you, we're watching a slow motion Armageddon right now, and the left is behind it. And that woman speaking at the UCLA Law School is a symptom of what we're talking about. Rob, God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thank you to all houseless people from all nations and all generations who died because of the capitalist lie of scarcity of private property.
Yes. Now, President Trump on the campaign trail yesterday, a lot of controversy, as you might expect, because he spoke in public. Christian Day of Visibility will be Election Day. That's interesting. And a lot of Trump stuff from yesterday. We was talking about another young woman murdered by another illegal alien, this time in Michigan. The Democrats are okay with it. They just want to step on that. And I'll get to that. Also, how a ritzy D.C. neighborhood near Capitol Hill turned into a crime-ridden hellhole. Well, you hear this story. This is not even an American paper. It is the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom. That's like England, you know, and surrounding environs. How a ritzy D.C. neighborhood near Capitol Hill, well, it says near Capitol, turned into a crime-ridden hellhole. And we were texting about this morning. On our group thread, Michael and I, and said, well, if that's a question, you know, how did a ritzy D.C. neighborhood near the Capitol turn into a crime-ridden hellhole? The answer is Democrats, because more Democrats, more crime. Right? And Rob was talking about the national anthem being in school and standing for the Pledge of Allegiance, the Pledge of Allegiance in school. And did you notice that the LSU, talked about it a little yesterday, the LSU women's basketball team basically boycotted, protested the national anthem at the NCAA basketball quasi-championship game, and then they lost. It's real great. You know how many people watched?
The Bigger Pockets portfolio of podcasts are worthy of your investment.
We're having a real conversation as real estate investors.
New episodes available every day.
It's important to buy where it makes money and not necessarily where you want to travel to.
Bigger Pockets, On the Market, Rookie Real Estate, or Money Podcast.
The purpose of flipping is to create more cash so then you can reinvest into other types of properties.
The Bigger Pockets podcast on YouTube or wherever you listen.